club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yeah, it's donkey today for Tuesday, November 19th. Goes to South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Now, I know nothing about South Dakota. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. I Googled famous people from South Dakota just to see what's come out of there on the entertainment front. And the first name was WWE legend, UFC fighter Brock Lesnar. An actress named January Jones, who I've never heard of. White people in the room, y'all know January
Jones?
Yeah,
we know January Jones.
You know January Jones?
Mm-hmm.
We're not white, but okay. and a social media agitator, Fox News personality, Tommy Lauren is from South Dakota. So it's safe to say that the mayonnaise is heavy in South Dakota. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong, because I did light research on this, but in South Dakota, it seemed like it was 20,000 black people and 700,000 white people. Okay.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Yeah, see, even if I'm wrong on the numbers, I'm pretty sure that there's more Caucasians in South Dakota than it is Negroes. Now, South Dakota must have a meth problem because Governor Kristi Noem launched her anti-meth campaign. Now, before we move on to that, I want to give people a quick history lesson in regards to anti-drug campaigns, anti-drug messaging. I remember growing up in the 80s and 90s, and the messaging about drug use was simple and effective. Do you remember famous campaigns like, this is your brain on drugs, when they were scrambling the eggs?
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Amazing. Amazing. I always wondered, did someone eat those eggs after? Okay, also the anti-drug messaging in movies was very effective. Who can remember the classic scene on Lean on Me when Joe Clark delivered a powerful anti-drug message to Sam?
I don't think you've changed a thing. Go on, jump.
No, I don't want to jump.
Yes, you do. You smoke crack, don't you? You know what that does to you? Huh?
No, sir.
It kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells. Now, when you're destroying your brain cells, you're doing the same thing as killing yourself. You're just doing it slower. Now, I say, if you want to kill yourself, don't fuck around with it. Go on and do it expeditiously. Now, go on and jump. Jump.
No, I don't want to kill myself, sir.
I know that's what T.I. learned the word expeditiously from. I know that is. Round of applause to Morgan Freeman. Okay. Come on, man. You didn't want to do no drugs after seeing stuff like that. What about Menace to Society when you realized that crackheads weren't just out here sucking on glass pipes?
Fuck. Come on, man. Wait, man. Man, I suck your dick. Come on, man. Just hook me up.
What the fuck you just say, nigga?
Man, I said I suck your dick. Come on, man. Just get the fuck.
That was terrifying, okay? But there's no anti-drug messaging better than just say no. It was just simple and to the point. Let's hear it.
Pot for you.
No.
Cocaine?
No, thanks.
Yo, my man, you want some nudes?
No way.
If someone offers you drugs, instead of saying something you really don't mean, just say...
No.
Got some Sensimillion for you.
No.
No.
No big production number. Just say...
No.
You'd be surprised how well it works.
Pot?
No.
No, if it was just that easy to just say no, but we'll get to that. Governor Kristi Noem, like most white people, they have a different approach to the opioid epidemic than they ever did to the crack epidemic, okay? See, when it comes to crack, it was all about saying no, just say no, okay, and locking people up. When it comes to the opioid epidemic, it's all this messaging about being in this together and getting people help. Well, Governor Kristi Noem's anti-drug campaign, unless I'm on drugs, doesn't seem like an anti-drug campaign to me at all. In fact, I would go so far as to say this is a just say yes campaign. In fact, the campaign slogan is, meth, we're on it. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Play the ad.
I'm Governor Kristi Noem. South Dakota's meth crisis is growing at an alarming rate. It impacts every community in our state, and it threatens the success of the next generation. This is our problem, and together we need to get on it. If you see something happening or you know of someone who needs help, call 1-800-920-4343 or go to onmeth.com. Let's get meth out of South Dakota.
Meth, we're on it.
Maybe they're trying to normalize it so you feel like you're not alone. We're all on it.
That's what I think. That's what I'm saying. South Dakota, is this your queen? All right. I agree with Angela Yee. I feel like I know what Governor Kristi was trying to do. She's trying to say meth is a problem in South Dakota and the community needs to get on it as far as finding a solution. But no, okay?
Nobody read this and was like, this doesn't read right.
She didn't come up with this on her own, okay? This was put together in a boardroom somewhere. There were conference calls. People had to approve this. Not one person said to themselves, you know, I don't think a website called onmeth.com is a good idea. I don't think having the state of South Dakota with the words "meth" on it written across it is a good idea. But you know what? I think that Christy Gnome knows how hard it is to just say no. So instead of just saying no, like Angela Yee just said, she said, let's just say yes. We're in this together. Okay, we're on it together. And guess what? I have no feelings about this. Other than this commercial being hilarious, there's a prophet among us named Dave Chappelle who broke down how I feel about this on his latest stand-up special, Sticks and Stones. Can we hear from the God?
Opioid crisis is a crisis. I see it every day. It's as bad as they say. Sadly, you know what it reminds me of? Seeing it? It reminds me of us. These white folks look exactly like us during the crack epidemic. It's wild because I even have insight into how the white community must have felt watching the black community go through the scourge of crack, because I don't care either. Hang in there, whites. Just say no. What's so hard about that?
South Dakota, carry on. Please give Governor Christy Gnome the biggest hee-haw. In fact, let Kathy Griffin give Governor Christy Gnome the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
They paid $450,000 for that ad campaign.
How much meth can you buy with $450,000 in South Dakota?
I don't know how much meth costs.
I know one thing. The crack, we're on it, campaign would have been fire in the 80s. Jesus Christ.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.